Anyway, Rabbi, so tonight we're going to be learning some interesting halachas. I would like to discuss one very interesting bialacha. Firstly, discuss the shaila of what happens if somebody is being excused, has to during Sukkot Dezember, discussed the halacha v'shiyotza. But now there's a slightly different question. And the question is as follows. What happens if a person just goes before Yishtabach and he comes back? Is there any particular action that he needs to do? Is there anything that he needs to do? Add. Just before Yishtabach. Oh, so therefore what are you saying?
So that's not a good time to go. I mean, he has to.
What? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yisai, says the Mishnah Berurah something very interesting. We said that, do you remember we said something about Yishtabach? What is that thing about Yishtabach? Yeah, the bracha always needs to be, as we say, the bracha needs to be chal on something. The bracha needs to go on something. The bracha needs to be said on something. Consequently, if somebody is to say, he says Pesukah Dezemer, when he comes back, he says Pesukah Dezemer, he's being excused, he comes back, and now he says Yishtabach, there is a certain lack of Yishtabach being chal on something. Therefore, if you put the one and one together, Rabbi said it's a very interesting bialocha. He suggests that the correct action to be taken is to, and I'm going to read the words of the bialocha, Rabbi said. So this is in Siman Nun Gimel, where we're up to in the Ktsas Psuke de Zimra. In this one over here, Ktsas Psuke de Zimra says, Kosa Beikedini, Meshem Ginas Vrodim, Mi Shemuchach Lotze is in the Kovok Kodim Ishtabach. Somebody is being excused before Ishtabach. Nochoin Achakach. It is proper after that. Lachzer Oit. To go back again. Oidapam again. Al Kolponim Tehillele David Kodim Ishtabach. He should say, Ashre before Ishtabach. Again. Why? Kedei Sheara Brocha. That the bracha of Yishtabach should be chal on something. Rabbi said, this is, I don't think, a very well-known halacha. In fact, I didn't remember this halacha until I just looked at this again in honor of this.
You never need to think about it, because you always say Yishtabach together with the bracha of Krishna. Why would you not
use it? No, what do you mean? If a person goes, he's being excused just before Yishtabach. He should say Ashrei before Yishtabach again.
Just Ashrei?
Yes, just Ashrei. It's a very interesting halacha. We discussed yesterday, I think in honor of Reb Gideon, I think we discussed. Here again, we've got this very important yesoid, that the order of the mizmoirim, the order of the Pesukah Dezimra is not so crucial. I think you meant, did you ask, what if somebody ends up having more time? I want to bring this context again. Because what the bialocha is teaching us of here, Rabbi, is a very interesting halacha. Say that a person daven a bit faster. Say a person daven a bit fast. They suddenly realize it's a few spare minutes until the chazan is going up to Yishtabach. Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever it is, he came particularly early. And now he realizes that the chazan is up to another few minutes to go until he comes to Yishtabach. Now he goes out to be excused. He comes back. He doesn't just go with the flow and say Yishtabach. He now must say Ashrei again. Hey, what do you mean? He said Ashrei 5 minutes ago. Yeah, it's true he said Ashrei 5 minutes ago. But you cannot say Yishtabach on an empty stomach. You can't say Yishtabach. You know what I mean? You can't say Yishtabach on nothing. You got to say Yishtabach just after Mizmorim, after Pesukah Dezemer. So therefore, what you're going to do is you're going to say Ashrei again, and then you're going to say Yishtabach. You can't just say Ashrei on, you can't say Yishtabach on nothing. Rabbi Yisrael, isn't that interesting? That's what the bialocha says in the name of the Ginas Vodim. Here again, you see that you asked, I believe, yesterday, what happens if a person ends up having a bit of extra 2 minutes before Yishtabach? And I said, based on what we saw previously, I believe that a person can now say Shloi Kesed on other Mizmorim that he has skipped before. I believe in his context, it's another evidence, another piece of evidence that he can do that. I think because now it's not the right place really to say Yishtabach. It's not the right place really to say. So that we learned a week or two ago that it's not, no, you can't. You don't add random things because these are the ones that Takonas Chachom and Anshik Nisak Doyle said you should say those. So the order, we can be Mahapach the order, but to say all the things you can't. Yeah.
If you could wait, would it be better than to say Yishtabach first?
Probably, as long as it's probably better, yeah. Interesting halacha, Rabbi said, very interesting halacha. So remember, yeah.
Because the guy
He's going to, pardon? He should say Baruch. Yeah, he shouldn't. He missed it. So therefore. Yeah. Okay. But I want to look at now, and in Halacha, I must say, the weather doesn't make it natural to discuss this Shaila now. It's not a natural discussion in this kind of weather. But it's the question of, what do you do if you have to put on talis and tefillin, in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, or talis and tefillin before, after Yishtabach? In other words, when do we do that? In the deep winter, right? It's like a few weeks that it gets a bit sticky with that. So we're going to be discussing now this halacha. When is the right place to say, to put on talis and tefillin? When you can't put it, if you can't do it before Baruch Shama, then when is the right place to put it on? What's the best practice? Is it better to say talis and tefillin during Pesukei Dezimra? Or is it before Yishtabach? After Yishtabach, when is the right time to put it on? And is there a difference between the Chazan and the rest of the people? Okay, so again, this is something which we normally tend to, these halachas we tend to look at in the middle of the winter. But it's fun to discuss it here as well. So Rabbi Yisai, Siv Gimel says as follows, Ein levorech halatif vastitzis ben psuki dezimra leishtabach, elo ben yishtabach layoitza. A person should not, Ein levorech halatif vastitzis, a person should not make the boch of latif vastitzis, ben psuki dezimra leishtabach, between psuki dezimra and yishtabach, elo, only ben yishtabach layoitza. He should put on the tzitzis and say the brocha, ben yishtabach layoitza, in other words, after yishtabach. After Yishtabach and Yotza. Yeah, before Bachu. Before Bachu. After Yishtabach. Before Bachu. Before Bachu, yeah. Now, I want to emphasize, it's not mentioned over here, but it comes without saying, that before Baruch Shama there's no problem at all, obviously, right? We tend to put on talis and tefillin at the beginning of davening. It's not universal, by the way. But the real Yekkers, they put on the tefillin just before Baruch Shama. Wow. That's what you're right, I'm sure he does, yes. That's the real thing. Yeah, so that's the way they do it in some places. They say that they put on the tefillin right, talis and tefillin right before Baruch Shema. So for those weeks, why?
You're not surprised.
Some reason. Yeah, the reason is, I'm trying to remember now the reason. Why is it that they put on talis and tefillin before Baruch Shema?
I think it's a reason. What we said, I
don't remember. What is it?
Basically, it's
Kedai to
have a little warm-up.
Yeah, okay, I don't remember.
The Kavanah's fine-tuned for tefillin. The same brachas and brachas of shachar, brachas of Torah, akedah, loylam, yehavam, and
all that, yeah,
gets you revved up. And by the time you put tefillin,
Right. So I remember, I'll tell you where I recently saw an explanation. Maybe that's what you're saying, maybe it's slightly different. I don't remember anymore. In Reb Shimon Schwab, he discusses this point, why the minhag of the Yekkers is to put it on right before Baruch Shama, and I don't remember now what he explains. But, so for sure, for those weeks that a person wants to start davening, there's no problem, all the way to Baruch Shama, no problem, a person can of course daven and only put on just before Baruch Shama to put on talis tefillin, that's perfectly in order. Now, after Baruch Shama and Yishtabach, according to Shulchan Aruch now, it's not mentioned, we're going to get it in a minute, but what he says between just before Yishtabach or just after Yishtabach, Shulchan Aruch says, Ein levorech alativ atzitzis ben psuk et zimwa leishtabach, don't put on talis and tefillin just before Yishtabach, rather after Yishtabach. Rabbi said, this is probably the most common mistake, a natural play. And a person, when it gets in the winter and it gets a little bit light during Pesukei Dezimra, a person will be inclined to just get to just before Yishtabach, and just before Yishtabach to put on talis and tefillin. Once it's on, you say Yishtabach. Shulchan Aruch says, don't do that. That's the worst thing you could do. What you do is you say Yishtabach, and then you put on talis and tefillin.
With the bracha.
Yeah, you're raising an interesting point, which is not so expanded on the Achonim. No, so very good. So that's because it's considered ben gavah legavah, because it's between paragraphs, it's a kind of hefsek which is permitted. Because it's a tzorech tefillah, it's considered between paragraphs, and therefore you're allowed to put on talis and tefillin with a bracha after ishtarach. It is interesting though, I must admit, yeah, what do you want to say? No, oh, we'll get to chazan in a minute. Somebody said this is point number one that we need to appreciate. As a mispalel, you don't put on talis and tefillin just before ishtarach. That's the no-go, that's what you don't do. Whatever happens, you don't do that. What do you do? You say ishtarach and then you put talis and tefillin. What is not discussed over here is another question. What about in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra? He, Shulchan Aruch, just mentions what is better, before Ishtabach or after Ishtabach. He says, no, not before Ishtabach, do it after Ishtabach. But what about in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra? Can I stop it after Ashe? It gets a tiny bit light now. I want to put on talis and tefillin just after Ishtabach. I want to put on talis and tefillin after Ashe. Can I do that? Yes or no? It's between paragraphs. Can I do that? Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah. It's also a common mistake, Rabbi Yisai. Very common misconception. Mishmash, yeah. Yeah, what you're raising it is an interesting point. That's the bialocha. Well, we shall get to that, Bezer Hashem. Maybe not tonight, but we shall get to this bialocha. So, the bialocha, the Mishnah Berurah sentence of Kodan Hei, Ein Levorech. Afilu im loy hoyo loy talis ad ato, even if you didn't have a talis until now, you don't put on talis and tefillin before Ishtabach. Ve'afshu ben aprokim, you could argue it's between paragraphs, mikol makam nevertheless, kibush ha-bocha koel psukit ezimra, since the bocha is, the Ishtabach is set on psukit ezimra, to Bichal Pesukah de Zimra, Ein Roi Shehefsek Beinom Levin Brocha Achrona Didu. You never interrupt between Pesukah de Zimra and Ishtabach. You don't do that. You don't interrupt Dan. It's the worst place to stop. The Brocha Ruyo Loi Somuch La Mitzvah, because the Brocha is meant to be straight after the Mitzvah. And we just mentioned earlier, that's also why we would say, if a person does go out then to be excused, he would say Asher before Ishtabach. You don't say Ishtabach after an interruption. There always has to be mizmor before that. Aval mikoydem lezeh. What about saying the bracha on talis and tefillin in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, before that? The Pesukah de Zimra, al kolponim en aprokim yuniach talis v'yivorech. Yes, says bracha, you can do that. You can, in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, put talis and tefillin on and make a bracha. Mikol shken in tefillin, tzad netfillin demut levorech alem ben aprokim, you certainly can do that. Ubifrat, and certainly, muberabim, if he's in public, mispaish leshe, blit talis and tefillin, if he's embarrassed to be davening without talis and tefillin. Rabbi Yisai, there is no problem to put on talis and tefillin in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra if need be. It's fine. Contrary to a popular misconception. If a person is going to put on talis and tefillin in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, he can do that. What you can't do is to say it right before Ishtabach. That's what you can't do. You can't say it after Ishtabach. You can put it on the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, but you cannot put on talis and tefillin right before Ishtabach. That I don't know. You know, it's a good question. I don't know. What would you say about Sarah? I tell us the question. What is better? Based on what we're seeing now, is it better to put on talis and tefillin in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra? How many weeks is it relevant to in the first minyan? How many weeks do you put on talis and tefillin?
Three or four weeks.
Yeah.
But the thing is, because they between after Chanukah, between
Chogger.
Chogger in the year, they stopped
doing learning
minyan.
Right. There's less demand. Right, so it's about 3 weeks. Okay, so during the 3 weeks, if what is better, to put in our talis and tefillin on before, in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, or is it better to put it on after Ishtabach?
We do after
Ishtabach. After Ishtabach?
We never do it in Pesukah de Zimra.
Ah, yeah?
Shliach Tzibur says it before.
Oh, Shliach Tzibur, get to Shliach Tzibur now. I don't know. I don't have evidence either way. I wonder if it's the kind of a loy plug that it's just misleading to put them in Pesukah de Zimra, that people get confused, they're not sure where, and people may end up putting them before Ishtabach. So people have just decided we're always going to put them on after Ishtabach. I don't know, maybe that's where it comes from. I'm not sure. Halachically speaking, really, there is no, it's not, I don't think it's better to put it on after Ishtabach. I don't think it is.
You're then not, you're saying Pesukah de Zimra straight through that.
Perhaps. Yeah, I know you could argue. Yeah, I'm not sure.
What's the
No, you wouldn't.
Really?
You wouldn't.
Just the words.
You just say the brachas, yeah. Yeah. Baruch Shem. Yeah, you'd say Baruch Shem. I know there's some people don't say Baruch Shem based on a on but the main thing, the meaning is say Baruch Shem. Yeah.
And what about on
Chol HaMoed?
Those who don't make brachas
on Chol HaMoed, yeah. I think probably the Quran thing to do is to say, I imagine, because it's not connected to the brachas at all. Yeah.
It's not connected to the brachas really.
It's more, no, yeah. Because Yishtabach has to be, as Bialoch explained so nicely, Yishtabach has to be chal on something. Yishtabach is a brocha. It's a brocha concluding the Pesukah de Zimra. And if there's an interruption between Pesukah de Zimra and Yishtabach, it's as if you said Yishtabach on nothing. Yes, so just like Baruch Sha'ama is a brocha, and you have to say subsequently, straight away, immediately after, you've got to say Pesukah de Zimra. Similarly also, you've got to say Pesukah de Zimra just before Yishtabach. You've got to say, just before Yishtabach, you've got to say, you know, it's a... Yeah, but, yes, but then, nevertheless, there must be no interruption between Pesukah de Zimra and Yishtabach. You could do that.
No, that's an interruption, surely.
No, if it's between paragraphs, no, because that's in between paragraphs. In between paragraphs, things which are necessary for the tefillah are permitted. And Talas and Tefillin is... necessary for the tefillah, therefore it's permitted between paragraphs to put in talas and tefillin with the bracha. However, there's an extra negative element if it's just before Yishtabach, because then you're breaking the Yishtabach. So it's worse at that stage. No, because it's a sequence that just after Pesukah de Zimra, you've got to have Yishtabach. And if you're doing something in between, you're breaking it. You're breaking the sequence. Now, the chazan though. What about the chazan? You asked about the chazan. The halach is that the answer is as follows. Mihu ha-shliach tzibur imu lo yoyle talas tchile. What about the shliach tzibur if he didn't have a talas beforehand? Or if it was too early. Yitz'atei betzitzis kodim she'aschi li'ishtabach. He should put on the talas just before ishtabach. Why? Kidei she'em ra'kadish miyad ha'cha ishtabach v'lo yafsi. Because he's got another problem. Because the chazan, he's got to say kadish. He's got to say Kaddish. And the Chazan, he must ensure that there is an immediate follow-on from Yishtabach Kaddish Baruch Hu. He must be to the point. We've all experienced Shliach Tzibur, who is verschleppt, doesn't know how to do it. We all know what it's like. So that's, no, you can't do that. You've got to do Yishtabach Kaddish Baruch Hu in one go. Now, if the Chazan were to say Yishtabach, and then put on Talas and Tefillin, and then Kaddish, and then Baruch Hu, then... People are going to be walking out of shul by then. People are going to be gone by then. No, because after Kaddish comes Bochum, and then Brochus. So the Mishnah, and there's two reasons. One of the reasons is, it has to be, is that, now look at the Mishnah, Sif Kot Mechaz, Mio Shliach Tzibu, the Gnai Ula Tzibu, Lahamtin Olav, Pein Yishtabach LeKaddish. It is, what's a Gnai? It's inappropriate. It's a Gnai. It's inappropriate. It's disrespectful. It's, what's the word? Inappropriate. If people wait for the chazan between Yishtabach and Kaddish, v'gam haKaddish koyei Yishtabach, and also furthermore, the Kaddish goes on the Yishtabach. Therefore, al ken yis'atev teichav betales v'adin betfilin yivorech. He could put on talas and tefillin beforehand, and then he's going to say Yishtabach. Rabbi said, that's the difference between the Shliach Tzibur and the rest of the Olam. So the rest of the Olam we discussed, the Shliach Tzibur is different. He has to ensure a straight, smooth davening. That's his role. That's what he's being paid for. He's got to ensure it's a smooth transition. It's all about smooth transitions. I heard this said once. A chazan, responsibility is about smooth transitioning. Such a good word. And he has to make a smooth transition between Yishtabach, Kaddish, Bochu. Now, if he interrupts in the middle, and he's going to put on his talat and tefillin, people are going to go crazy. And it's people will, no? He will. So therefore, what he has to do, he, as opposed to anybody else, he should put talas and tefillin right before Yishtabach, and then go into Yishtabach, Kaddish, Baruch Hu.
We have this with the removal of tefillin now on every rosh.
Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
By that smoothness, I mean, you yeah. argue that maybe the removal of the tefillin
is there is a
take place earlier than
it's a very valid point you're saying. I think that there are chazanim, the shlechtim will do it, but ultimately the reason why it's not common is because everybody's got to do it. Everybody's taking off the talas the tefillin at that point, so it's not really techle tziburim. So Rabbi said this is the key over here. So we've discussed the crucial halacha. Rabbi said tonight we discussed the really crucial halacha of ensuring to say yishtabach. I like to call it never say yishtabach on an empty stomach. I like that because it's like you've got to say yishtabach after psukah de zimra. There must be chal on something. And we said therefore the exact the interesting case was the ashayot like somebody is being excused. He has to say ashay again just before yishtabach. Isn't that interesting? Say ashay again before yishtabach. He said it 2 minutes ago. Doesn't matter. You have to say something before yishtabach. We further discussed the halachas of somebody who, if like in the winter or something, you ever daven that first minyan? Yeah? So what do you do then if it gets light only like after Baruch Sha'ama? The answer is everybody. The olam, what they do is they put on talis and tefillin. At what stage? After yishtabach. Because that's, you know, that's the right place. That's Ben Apokim. Can they put it on in the middle of Sukkot Zimmer? In theory, they could. In theory, they could. What can they for sure not do? Can't put it on just before Yishtabach. However, the Chazan, he plays a different role in this game. Because the Chazan is a Gnai. People wait for him. So therefore, the Chazan, what does he need to do? Just before Yishtabach. And now there's a $1 million question. So therefore, what do you say? So therefore, what do you say? That he's on pretty. Okay, no, I've heard of the concept. Have you heard of sacrificing your own ruchnis for somebody else? Have you heard of that concept? I think that's pretty much what he's doing. He's sacrificing a bit of his ruchnis for others. No, but that's not the question that I'm intrigued by. There's something else which intrigues. So therefore, and I'm intrigued by something else. Why can he not put it on a less controversial place? He could easily put it on. Yeah, he put it on in the middle of Pesukah Dezem. It's less controversial. If the Tzvan is right, you should do that. Okay, but Tzorichin. Okay, Rabbi Sabish, a very good evening and a very good Shabbos, gentlemen.